Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Mem Hey. We're starting about the seventh line with the words Istana Yotani and Vilna Tzura Sadaf. It's about halfway through Chafav Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now yesterday we were talking about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so we continue Istana Yotani. There's those teaching a brayso Hayarden me'Eretz Yisrael. The Jordan River is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. In Istana Yotani Hayarden mechutz la'aretz. There are those teaching a brayso that the Jordan is like chutz la'aretz. And Istana Yotani those teaching a brayso Hayarden gvul b'fnei atzmai. The Jordan is its own border. And specifically is referring to Meister Behemo. As we mentioned previously, that when a person has 10 brand new animals, he has to take Meister off of them. He counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one is Meister Behemo. And this is even if he has 10 within a 16 mil range of each other, let's say 5 here and 5 there. As long as they're within 16 mil of each other, then they're Chayv and Meister. Now, this discussion is going according to Rav Meir that there's a difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. And animals that are in Chutz La'aretz cannot combine with animals that are in Eretz Yisrael, even if they're within 16 mil of each other. And so here we have a three of Machlokas. What's the Jordan River considered? Is it Chutz La'aretz? Is it Eretz Yisrael? Or is it its own Gvul? And again, that has to do with Meister Behema. So now we just bring a raya for all these shitas. Manda Amar Yarden Eretz Yisrael. According to the Manda Amar, that the Jordan is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. That's because we have a pasuk that says Va'arava v'Hayarden Ugvul. So we see the Yarden is part of Eretz Yisrael, as it says Ugvul. And Manda Amar Yarden Mechutz La'aretz. According to the Manda Amar, that the Jordan is Chutz La'aretz. That's because the pasuk says V'Hayarden Yigbol Aysoy Lepa'as Kedma, that the Jordan will be its border on the eastern side, and that's Mashma. The Jordan is outside, and Manda Amar Yarden Gvul Fnei Atzmai, according to the Manda Amar, that the Jordan is its own Gvul, its own section, if you will. That tells us, and pay attention to the Girsa change, V'hu Shehei B'Makayim Echad Asar. It has to be then in this one area of the Jordan, there's 10 animals just over there in order to Mechayev them in Meister Behema, because we can't combine any animals in the area of the Jordan with those in Eretz Yisrael or with those in Chutz La'aretz, because it's considered its own unique region. Now, the Gemara quotes the Braisa with another din that has to do with the Jordan. Yarden Shenatal Mizev If the Jordan River took from here and placed there, whatever it took, whatever it placed, it placed. Now, right now we're understanding that the Yarden changed its course. Let's say it was taking all the twists and turns like regular rivers take, and at one section where, let's say, there's usually a bend, a curve, something happened, maybe it was because of the weather, maybe the ground shifted, and all of a sudden the river started flowing straight. Instead of curving, it just went straight. And that means that the area that it used to curve around is now on the other side. Let's say it used to take a curve left, and now it went straight, so this whole area that used to be on the left is now on the opposite bank. And this Bryce is telling us that whatever it took, whatever it placed, and that means that whatever area used to be on one side of the Jordan is now on the other side of the Jordan. So Gemara Mem Helmut Alpha on top asks, Uman and Kaiman, so in regards to what halacha are we saying this? That can't be, it still retains its chazaka for Meister and Shvias. In other words, if you want to say the Bryce is telling us halacha in regards to changing the status of this piece of land, the way that the Yarden used to flow, this piece of land used to be in Eretz Yisrael, and now because it changed its course, this piece of land finds itself on the opposite bank, and now it's considered Surya. There are some parts on the other side of the Jordan that are considered Surya, and so you'd want to say that in regards to the Chiv of taking Meister off any produce that grows here, or in regards to the Chiv of Shemitah, now it's considered like Surya. Well, that can't be, because we know the Chazaka is, that's what Chazkasa and Meister Zushvias means, that the moment something is determined to be Eretz Yisrael, it always has a status, it's considered 100% Eretz Yisrael, and you can't now say, oh, it's just considered Surya, and let's say it's only Chayv and Meister Midrabanan, and it doesn't have the same din from Shvias. It doesn't work like that. Just because it's on the other side of the Yarden doesn't mean that all of a sudden it becomes Surya. So in regards to what halacha was the Braisa telling us this, Rav Yirmiya and Rav Imi say B'Shem Rav Yechanan, and Rav Simon says B'Shem Rav Shuvan Levi, L'Chazakais U'L'Biyurin U'L'Meister Behema. It's in regards to these three things. Chazakais has to do with the Sugim Ba'Basra, that if let's say Reuven occupies Shimon's property for 3 years, and Shimon didn't say anything, he didn't make a macha, he didn't protest this, Reuven now has successfully made a chazaka, and he doesn't have to prove with a shtar that he bought the property. He could just claim he was there for 3 years. However, in Baba Basra, we learn that there's three different lands for chazaka, and you can't make chazaka in one region if the owner is in a different region, because a macha, a protest, is not going to go from one to another. Now, one of those regions is Yehuda, which we're just going to call Eretz Yisrael, and the other region is Me'evar Yarden, the other side of the Jordan. And so now this din makes a lot of sense. When the Jordan changed its course, and a part that used to be in Eretz Yisrael is now Me'evar Yarden, or Surya, it's on the other side of the Jordan because of this change, so you can't make a chazaka anymore. Even though this part used to be in Eretz Yisrael, well, now it's not. Now it's on the other side of the Jordan, and so a person on one side can't make a chazaka on a piece of property if the owner's on the other side. The next din, biurin, is something very similar. We know that in regards to certain produce on Shemitah, at certain points in time during the Shemitah year, there's a chiv of beer. You have to get rid of this produce from your house. And also over here, depending on the region you are in Eretz Yisrael, depends on when you have to get rid of this. And one of these regions is Evar Yarden. So So once again, when the river changes course, even though this part used to be in Eretz Yisrael, now that it's Eivar Yarden, or Surya as we're calling it again, it now has a different din of beer. And lastly, in regards to Ma'aser Behema, this is going with a slightly different understanding than we had previously. This is coming based off an explanation of why it is that when we have five animals here and five animals there within 16 mil of each other, there's considered Sira for Ma'aser Behema, and that's because they can both be watched by the same shepherd. So it's considered like they're one group, even though they're 16 mil apart. What we're saying over here is that if we have five animals on this side and then five animals on that side of the Jordan, due to the fact that it changed course, even though they're within 16 mil of each other, it still doesn't help because the shepherd is not able to watch both of these groups. He would have to cross the river, and that's an untenable situation. And that's his din. But now the Gemara gives us a totally different understanding of this whole concept of the Yarden taking from here and bringing to there. It's not that the river changed course. Rav Hila says, B'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, V'hu shemoshach afar. It's talking about where it took dirt. It means that the river took a whole bunch of dirt from one side and deposited it on the other side. And what the Brice is telling us is don't say, since his dirt was taken, let's say, from Eretz Yisrael to the other side of the Jordan, it's still considered like Eretz Yisrael dirt, and therefore something that grows in it is considered like it grew in Eretz Yisrael in regards to Meiser and other things like that. No, since it was deposited on the other side, it's like it's dirt from Surya, and therefore it takes on a totally separate din. And then we've gone to the next part of the Mishnah. We had said, Shal Ur Yesh Lashir. This is regarding two types of chal that we said one has to separate in these parts north of Eretz Yisrael. One of them is burned and one of them is eaten, and the one that's burned has a shear. So the Gemara clarifies the reason why it has to have a specific shear, meaning we have to separate 1/48, is because Shudvar Torah, because it's Midai Raisa. Whereas Shal Kayin, the one that's given to the Kayin to eat, ain't lost shear, that doesn't have a shear, Shimidivrayin, because it's Midrabanan. So we ask, V'yafr Shal Ur V'layafr Shal Kayin, why don't we just separate one chala, separate a chala that's going to be burned, because he's simply being Yotz's din of separating chala, and since it's Tameh, because it's an Eretz Ha'amim, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, it's burned, but why separate another one, give it to the Kayin? And the answer is Shalayu Aimrim, so that people come along shouldn't say, Reinu Truma Tahir Nisrefes, we saw Truma Tahir being burned. They might not know that this is Truma Tmeya, they might think it's Tar, and they're going to think that you're allowed to burn Truma Tahira. So therefore, we have to separate a portion and give it to the Kayin to eat. As the Gemara, so fine, V'yafr Shal Kayin, V'layafr Shal Ur. Just separate one portion, give it to the Kayin to eat, so people don't make this mistake, and don't separate a portion that's going to be burned. And the answer is, Shalayu Aimrim, we don't want people to say, Reinu Truma Tmeya Necheles, that we saw Truma Tmeya being eaten. It could be that the person watching this is going to know that the challah being separated is Tameh, because again, we're in Eretz Ha'amim, we're outside Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to see it being eaten by a Kayin, and he's going to think that you're allowed to eat Truma Tmeya. And so therefore, we have to burn a piece. And that's what the Gemara concludes with. Mitoch Shu Mafer Shtehen, since he separates both of them, a section that's burned and a section that's eaten, pay attention to the following years to change. L'chshu Balakan Ulakan Hu Nishal. When the person comes here and there, meaning when he shows up and he sees the two challahs are separated, one's being burned and one's being eaten by the Kayin, he's going to ask, what's going on over here? And it's going to be explained to him why we're taking off two challahs. He's not going to walk away with a misunderstanding. Moving on to Memvav on Ralph on top, we just conclude explaining the last part of the Mishnah that discussed this part even more north of what we were just talking about, which is 100% Chutz La'aretz. It wasn't even conquered by Eilat Mitzrayim, and over there as well, we have to separate two different challahs. One is burned and one is given to the Kayin. However, it's the opposite of what we just said. The one that's burned doesn't have a shear, it's just a small little piece which is separated, and the one that's given to the Kayin, that's the one that has to have the shear. And the Gemara explains why that is. Vizu vizu medivrein hu. Both of these are midrabanan, because again, we're in 100% Chutz La'aretz, and mutav l'rabbis ben echeles v'lo l'rabbis ben esrefes. It's better to increase the challah that's eaten, that's the challah that's given to the Kayin, as opposed to increase the challah which is being burned. Since anyway, both of these challahs are 100% midrabanan, why take off more that's going to be burned if you could take off more that's going to be eaten? And so that's why the one that's given to the Kayin to be eaten is the one that has the shear. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the end of the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.